today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We've all done things. You know, I wouldn't want to be judged for some of the stuff that I've done. You know what I mean?
Hello, and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster. Happy Monday to you. I hope your week is off to a good start. And what better way to start it than listen to Rockin' the Suburbs? Today we're going to have another short episode of At the Movies featuring a movie I discovered on Amazon Prime last week, and I want to share it with you. Find out if you've seen it, and especially find out what you think. But before that, I want to remind everyone to vote in our Greatest American Sports Fan Bracket that's going on right now. 64-team single elimination tournament that has been created. You can follow us on social media at Suburbs Pod on Twitter or Facebook, and each day a new matchup will be posted and you can vote there. And as you listen to this, today's matchup is an 8-9 matchup. It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers against Sonic Youth. And if you need clarification on this, folks, just go back to episode 1539, which was posted on January 30th, and there's a preview of the whole tournament and how it all works. We lay it out. Jim lays out the ground rules, and we have some experts commenting on each region. But as you hear this, this is the last matchup in the first region. So there's down to eight bands in this region. So the first round has just about been completed, but you can participate each and every day all the way up until the NCAA men's tournament final takes place. That's when it'll be time for the winner of our greatest American band. We'll find out who the greatest American band is. So make sure to do that. Okay. I want to tell you guys about a movie that I came across, and if you have Amazon Prime, it's streaming for free right now, so you can check it out. The movie is called Hard Luck Love Song, and it was made in 2020, and what I found interesting about this is the whole movie is based, or the screenplay was developed, based on a song, and that song is by Todd Snyder. And the song is called Just Like Old Times, and it was on his album from 2006 called The Devil You Know. And actually, at the end of this movie, while the credits are rolling, there's a video or a clip, or it's included, I guess you would say, of Todd Snyder performing this song live. And it's a very interesting movie. It stars Michael Dorman, Sophia Bush. It's got Dermot Mulroney, Eric Roberts, and an appearance by the musician RZA as well. And it's quite something. The notes that I took basically say it's a one quarter pool hustler movie, one quarter a love story, one quarter a loner addict story, one eighth a gang story, and one eighth a gifted singer-songwriter story. I don't know if that adds up to a whole. As you imagine, in a movie that's trying to be all those different things, it's not quite successful. However, there are some fascinating sequences in the movie. In the song, Just Like Old Times, one of the lines is, living our own kind of American dream. And that may be the best way to sum up this movie. It takes place in a American town somewhere in the desertish area. It's not really specified where. There's actually kind of a strange parallel to a couple of other movies that came to my mind when I was watching it. One being No Country for Old Men, where the main character is sort of this tough survivor guy who will take on all comers. There's some really fascinating pool hall scenes in this movie. I mean, the way it's shot and choreographed. And there's a lot of smoking in the movie, too. Everybody seems to be smoking cigarettes constantly, which is interesting because if you watch this movie, you'll notice the scenes aren't very smoky, yet all the characters in the pool hall are all smoking cigarettes. You would think it would be like the fog bowl against the Bears against the Eagles or whatever that was that time when it was so foggy you couldn't see the field. Dermot Mulroney is a great character actor, and he plays a great sort of gnarly, grizzled guy with his low-life buddies who sort of rule the pool hall. And then there's also this really interesting aspect of the main character being a singer, songwriter. And he claims that he is writing songs for what's supposed to be a big country star. Michael Dorman is a musician himself, so the sequences where he's playing and singing come off as very authentic, which I think is really important. Sophia Bush is a person he went to high school with, and they meet up and they had some turbulent times, and it's maybe she's a prostitute, or we think so, but we're not exactly sure. She works as a bartender, but it's very, very interesting. And I would love to hear what you guys think about this movie. And like I said, you can go stream it on Prime right now. And I just think it's really fascinating that a whole movie has been based on the lyrics to a song. And I don't know if anybody knows of any other movies out there that are like that, but I thought it was a really unique angle. And it's definitely worth a watch. There's a scene at the end where that was pretty unexpected in some ways, the way it all comes out. And the conclusion of the movie is very strange, in my opinion, too. So it's definitely worth watching. Can't wait to see if anybody is going to go out there and watch it. If you do, please get in touch. I'd really like to know what you think of this movie. As I said, you can get in touch with us at Suburbs Pod, or you can record a little voice file on your smartphone, your little mobile computer, and you can email it to rock@suburbspod.com. And oh yeah, this.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
And that number is 612-440-1984. All right, so there's your assignment for the next couple of weeks. I want you to go and watch the movie Hard Luck Love Song and see what you think. It's streaming free on Amazon Prime. All right, we're going to have the song coming up here for a play out by Todd Snyder, Just Like Old Times. And we're also going to have some excellent episodes coming up this week. At least I hope they're excellent. And we will have an update on our American Band Madness. We're going to have some analysts stepping in to talk about the results of this first bracket's first round. So that'll be fun, too. And with that, on behalf of Jim Linehan, as always, I am Patrick Foster. Thanks for a quick listen today. Hope your week goes great. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Coke machine going through a parking lot, call it a room with a view. Best night of pool that I ever shot, beat a lot of money too. We're looking for some company in the weekly scene. I seen I had to, just had to be you. I ain't seen you since New Orleans, never did figure out where you run off to. I know I look bad the last time you saw me, but lately I've been doing alright. Won a tournament last week in Oklahoma City, hustled half of this town tonight. I got some cocaine if you want some, the best that I could find. We could just sit here and talk all night if that big old guy out in the car don't mind. Like old times, a screw off a top on a bottle of wine, living out a different kind of American dream. Old times, your goal was always the same as mine. You didn't want to throw a fishing line in that old main stream. No, I ain't expecting anybody but you. I don't know who that could be at the door, but I'm pretty sure that you got a clue. And I bet you've been to this hotel before, but do you know what? In the bathroom, but don't flush it down.
I was born in a Mexican whorehouse.
Right across the street from the Catholic Church.
Sally, you're gonna read my mail.
More like I stole your record collection.